Following an argument over communication, the Sullivan County Legislature Friday afternoon moved a resolution to cut the salaries of a number of county employees to an executive agenda in a few weeks. The cuts were proposed by the county manager to help stem the fiscal impacts of COVID-19. Sullivan County Manager Josh Potosik had recommended the legislature approve a temporary reduction in the salaries of 87 county employees. He says effective July 1st and through December 31st, all management confidential employees would receive a 4% reduction in their annual salaries, reducing their take-home pay for the year by about 2%. Potosik said so in an email to affected employees Thursday. He says this layer of cuts would follow temporary layoffs.
It's not going to solve all our budget problems, but I think it's going to be some shared sacrifice here to kind of get through this process, and that management's not going to be immune to potential salary reductions or cost reductions elsewhere. So I think it was kind of lead by example here from the management group that we need to, you know, all the way down the line, need to share in this burden of this huge revenue losses that we're facing.
But during a special session of the county legislature Friday afternoon, a few legislators took issue with learning of the resolution on short notice, via text or otherwise, and without discussion. Democrat Nadia Reich.
Very disappointed that we did not have any discussion on this. This is like hitting me like a lead balloon. There was no discussion. Maybe the five of you knew what was happening.
Let me discuss.
Hold on.
I'm the chair. Okay, so you were text, Ira was text, and Joey was text.
I'll show you what the text said. It was very cryptic.
Very cryptic.
She continued.
We knew COVID existed from March. We knew we were in the crapper. We knew things were not going to get better. We knew, and with the layoffs, right? At that point in April, that things were not going to get better with the state budget. Why didn't we get together and start talking about how we can resolve this besides taking away money from these people who are working shorthanded, working twice as hard, and to boot did not know that this was happening? There was an email sent 3:45 yesterday to some of the commissioners and department heads. This is, I've never seen anybody lead a group like this. This is an absolute sham.
Democratic Minority Leader Ira Steingart also took issue with communication and agreed with Reich.
You can't just make a decision as chairman and not have and bring the rest, the other eight of us in and not have a discussion.
Republican Legislature Chair Robert Daugherty.
Hey, Ira, when I texted the three of you, I did not get any response whatsoever. Not, you know, what is this about? Do you have more information? Do you, where are we going with this? Who else is doing this? Nothing.
The back and forth and talking over one another continued. Republican legislator Luis Alvarez also criticized the way the resolution was handled and how he was not included. Potosik, who was present during the session, had expected the legislature to approve the pay cuts, given his conversations with some of the legislators and the willingness of a number of them to voluntarily take pay cuts themselves. Speaking to WAMC earlier in the day, Potosik described the type of positions where salaries would be cut.
The county manager appoints what we call commissioners that kind of oversee big divisions, and then there's department heads underneath them. That's the vast majority of this group. There are some other, like, financial positions that aren't in a union.
Potosik says he would cut his salary by 8%, or 4% on a calendar year basis.
From a leadership perspective, I think it's I can't ask other people kind of underneath me and kind of asking them to do a lot of work and step up, and especially in this time of crisis, and not take as much or more of a hit than they are doing. And it's something some of you see kind of on the private sector and across, where CEOs take a little bit more of a hit than kind of some of the more rank and file or management groups. So. I felt it was necessary to show that I'm serious about kind of preserving jobs and kind of keeping our budget going and not having to raise taxes or cut services. So I think that's kind of where I was coming from in that perspective.
Elected officials, except for coroners, also fall under the management confidential category as county employees, but the salary reduction would be a voluntary choice for them. At least nine, including Chairman Daugherty, the treasurer, district attorney, and county clerk, have already agreed to have their pay cut at the same rate as non-elected employees. Steingart says he would add his name to those who would voluntarily cut their pay to be stated in a revised resolution. Potosik says the pay cuts would save around $200,000 For a county deficit, that amounts to as much as $20 million. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.